website so you can listen to the day you missed. Consumer Calls is also sponsored by CMNR Development ITT Village, Enterprise Side Store, and Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses. Once again, the numbers to call are 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Call now to get on the air for today's Consumer Calls. And good morning and welcome to Consumer Calls, brought to you today by Get Real Thrifty. We appreciate that. And you're listening to Consumer Calls, 918-336-1400. That'll get you right into me. I'm here till 9:30. Our time now is 9:13, actually almost 9:14. And let's go to our phone lines. Good morning. How may I help you?
Okay, it's Jimmy at Berg. I'm calling from Tulsa. Listen, remind Joe Riddle to call us in the morning because I usually help him out with singing the national anthem, and I know he likes to tape his show on the weekend when Randy George gets there, and I guess it's I know Christmas Eve he'll probably do his regular program, and probably play Paul Harvey's Man the Birds. I still got copies of that.
Okay.
Those will probably be mailed to various people.
Okay. But all right, Jimmy, right now you're on the air. So,
I am. Okay.
I probably need to let you go and go on to the next caller.
But remind Joe. Okay?
I sure will.
Thank you.
You're
right,
welcome. Bye bye.
Okay. He's probably listening.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. Right. Bye bye. Good morning. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to have a garage sale today, but your weatherman is not cooperating with me.
Boy, it's not, is it? It's kind of chilly out there and rainy.
Yeah, but I'm in the entry of the house, so I'm out of the rain. But I tell you what, I have got woodworking stuff, and I have Christmas tree ornaments, rolling pins, cutting boards, bowls, some decorator stuff, but I'm on 2424 Mountain Circle.
Oh,
that's
okay.
On Circle Mountain.
Circle Mountain, okay.
And it's American-made, and I'm not affected by the inflation rate. My stuff is the same low prices.
Okay. All right, so you're having a garage sale today. Hopefully the rain don't wash you out, but you're high enough, so that's not going to happen. 2424 Mountain Circle, that's on Mountain Circle Mountain. And
Circle Mountain, yep.
That's going on today. And is that going on tomorrow as well?
I don't think so. I think the weather's going to be worse tomorrow.
Oh, no. All right, so we better get some people.
That's what I kind of understood. So it might be just today.
All right, so we better get some people out there now while the getting's good. Woodworking stuff, rolling pins, some bowls, some Christmas items, some decorations, and everything is reasonably priced and American-made. So with that in mind, please go out there to 2424 Mountain Circle and get a bargain.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right, we appreciate that. Well, that'll be right back.
I gotta tell you, donating clothing, furniture, household goods, and more to Get Real Thrifty is rewarding. Knowing your contributions means so much to those who need bargain blessings. When you donate to Get Real Thrifty, all proceeds go to fund Jesus Burger, a clothing and food ministry for those that don't have a home or are transitioning. Although donating to other venues is a good thing, Get Real Thrifty has items that are half the price or more compared to others. Stop by 208 East 2nd Street and get real at Get Real Thrifty. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 4.
The Family Christmas Album is being brought to you by Bartnett IP.
Bartnet IP, an internet service provider, puts themselves in your shoes when it comes to relying on the internet. Their platform is to provide their customers with secure, reliable, high-speed internet at affordable prices. Keeping up with the latest technology, high-speed wireless internet services. At Bartnet IP, they give you added convenience and mobility with your computer network. Bartnet IP, where speed and reliability matter. 918-333-2200.
Okay, that's the last of the tinsel. Ready to put the star on top?
Uh-huh.
Here, let me move your chair a little closer.
Oh, I can still barely reach it. There. Philip, our first Christmas together.
First of many.
See, you are a romantic.
Speaking of, ready for a present?
No, not till Christmas
on.
Day.
No, you have to open
no,
this
can
one.
No, we
you
never
have to open
oh,
this
all
one.
Right. Too small to be a new car. Oh, Phil. Dancing shoes?
All I want for Christmas is to dance with my wife.
But I can't.
Susan, if I ever let your wheelchair get in my way before.
No.
So if I take you in my arms like this, and you put your arms around me like this, what do you think?
I think you're one of the best presents God ever gave me.
There are many ways to say, I love you. A holiday message from Focus on the Family and this station.
The Family Christmas Album has been brought to you by Bartnett IP.
It's Christmas a la carte time, and this year promises to be better than ever. The homes on tour are the homes of Linda and Keith Cleaver in Pilsom Farm, Janelle and Scott Leonard, 2108 Coventry Court, and Paige and Andrew Kimry, 1211 Dogwood Court, where you'll find the bake shop. And after the tour, find your sweet treat at the Sugar Plum Shop at the Jewel Box Hotel Apartments, 211 South Johnstone. The Christmas a la carte is sponsored by RBS Bank, with proceeds benefiting the Bartlesville Civic Ballet. Times and dates are today from 10 to 4 and tomorrow from 1 to 4. Ticket prices are $20 in advance and $25 at the door. Tickets are available at Moxie on 2nd.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Looking for your call here at 918-336-1400 for items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. No business advertising. Licensed running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. Now, you can ask for those. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And our time now is almost 920. Actually, just turned 920. And with that, I'll be right back.
The Tulsa Oilers are back. With a new owner, a new look, and a new attitude. The puck drops Sunday at 4:05. Stay after the game and skate with the players at the BOK Center. It's the ultimate experience of hockey and entertainment. Tickets at TulsaOilers.com. Experience hard-hitting, glove-dropping, pulse-pounding, glass-rattling kind of thrill. Get your tickets now at TulsaOilers.com. TulsaOilers.com. This is your town. Your town. Your team. Your team. Your Tulsa Oilers are back.
What's new at Mr. Clean Car Wash?
An unlimited wash club. Use the bronze package for an example. It's $19.99. You pay that one price, and you can come in once a day, every day of the month, for that one price of $19.99. Next price is $27.99, $34.99, and the top one is $39.99. The bronze one is just a basic wash. Second tier gets wax, and your third one gets wax and tire dressing. And the platinum, it's everything.
Mr. Clean, 2604 Southeast Washington Boulevard.
Don't forget the free vacuums.
If you are like most of us, you're overwhelmed with stuff in your pantry. If your closets have no more room for clothing, then it's time to make a change. Laura Sabine of Green Country Home Organizer will skillfully revamp your pantries, closets, playrooms, kitchens, garages, and offices, any space in your home. Give a gift certificate to family and friends from Green Country Home Organizer this year. Find them on Facebook or Google Green Country Home Organizer.
All right. Welcome back to Consumer Calls. Wide open lines, 918-336-1400. And our time now is 922. Let's go ahead and check in with the news folks for our weather.
Spring-like weather today before a strong cold front rolls into the area tonight. This is going to bring blustery weather this evening. And then tomorrow morning, wind chills will be in the 20s, temperatures lower 30s, a high Saturday near 52 with sunshine, and the north winds decreasing. But today, strong southwest winds ahead of this system. It will be wind speeds at 20 to near 40 miles per hour. Over the next several hours, a brief sprinkle of shower can't be ruled out, but it's the fire danger issue later this afternoon near and west of the area that's a greater concern. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6's Alan Crone.
Alan, thank you for that weather update. Right now at 9:22, it is raining out there, of course. And it is right now, our weather is rainy and looking for that high of around 77. Right now we're at 59 degrees and looking for a low of tonight of 39. Tomorrow looks to be a little bit drier. Plenty of sunshine, but a little chillier. A high of 53 with a low of 30. And then Sunday, a high of 59 with a low of 28. Plenty of sunshine to go around. So that's a good thing. Anyway, with that, I'll be right back.
Congratulations to Bartlesville Custom Cabinets for being selected as our business of the day. Today, the staff at Bartlesville Custom Cabinets will enjoy a dozen donuts from Sal's Daylight Donuts, located across the street from Homeland on Frank Phillips. How do you get to be business of the day? Just nominate your business to your Bartlesville Radio Station South representative. Then listen to K1, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM Monday through Friday as we announce the winner. Keep up the good work from your friends at Bartlesville Radio.
Mike Dutcher, the audio video doctor, has the smart home options to fit your needs and your home with your technology.
There's some new technologies out there in wireless, and one is called a mesh technology, which blankets the house with Wi-Fi coverage. It's very effective and solves a lot of problems.
Call Mike Dutcher, 918-327-9206. That's 918-327-9206, the audio video doctor.
And we are back, 924. It is now time for our Oklahoma Energy Report.
Not done yet. Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. It appears the latest COVID variant isn't through shaking up the oil market. Oil prices broke their three-day winning streak on Thursday as traders again began to worry about the Omicron variant of coronavirus, reacting to news that Denmark, China, and the United Kingdom are taking more actions because of the new variant, with several countries restricting mobility. All that could hurt their respective economies and therefore oil demand. Also dampening the mood. Looking for the devil in the details of Wednesday's Energy Information Administration report on U.S. crude and fuel inventories, which showed a much smaller than expected drop in crude supplies and a surprise jump in fuel inventories. The NYMEX January crude contract fell 2% on Thursday, ending at $70.94 a barrel. The global benchmark Brent was off 1.9% to $74.42 a barrel. The EIA's weekly report on U.S. natural gas inventories released yesterday didn't do much to budge natural gas prices, which finished down a fraction of a cent on the day. A drop of 59 billion cubic feet for the latest reporting week was pretty much in line with expectations. The NYMEX January natural gas contract ended the day at $3.81 a million BTUs. Speculation has been growing that President Biden will move to ban crude oil exports from the United States in a bid to oversupply the U.S. market and bring pump prices down. But Reuters is quoting a White House source as saying the administration is not considering such a move. That's today's Oklahoma Energy Report. For the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, I'm Matt Skinner.
Wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver leads the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University, supported by checkoff monies from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Dr. Carver says the bar is high to do the very best job he can for today's wheat producer.
The key word here is comprehensive. We have a lot of things to deal with in Oklahoma from an agronomic standpoint, but also meet the quality demands. And I want us to be the best we can be in all those areas. I don't want to just be good at one of them. So
Those areas are
strength in the field and strength in the bakery. It's not good to me, it's not acceptable to me to be really good at one and so-so in another. We want to be good at all those because I think it's genetically possible. And, you know, plant breeding is one of those things, is you get out of it what you put into it.
Dr. Carver interested in high-yielding wheat, but at the same time, high-quality milling and baking attributes to satisfy the end user. And his work is supported by the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for today's wheat producer.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
Hey,
And it is time for our Doggone Report. For a complete listing of our lost or found animals on our report, you can visit our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the community tab. It'll drop down. Then you click on the Doggone link. It'll open up. You can see everything there. Now, if you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the Submit tab. It'll open up. You can submit your information. There's a form you fill out. Give us as much information as possibly you can. And at the end, you can upload a picture. And when you hit the submit button, just be patient. It does not go to the website. It does go to us. We take care of what we need to, and we send it on its way. Now, you can still call the office at 918-336-1001 and leave your information with one of us. We'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. You can also email me, Sharon@BartlesvilleRadio.com. Attach a picture. I'll get to it as fast as I can. Two lost male chihuahuas in Don Tyler Park and Dewey. One is brown with a red collar. The other is a cream and white with no collar. Let's get them back home, 918-860-0627 or 918-335-7206. And that is our Doggone Report for today. Out of time to take any more calls. I'll be back in on Monday. Have a beautiful day, a beautiful weekend, and I'll talk to you then.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWOM.
I never have it as my goal to get somebody to sign on the dotted line when I engage in a conversation with them about Christ.
Greg Kokel on Focus on the Family Minute.
And the reason I don't do that is because I have a plan that I've found to be much more effective to making a difference, especially in the gardening thing. I learned a long